You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Everybody, this is Amanda
and I'm Ashley.
This is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 99. Should have been 100, but it ain't.
Oops, next week will be 100.
Oops, all berries.
Do you know how often I say that? I say that so often. I say like, oops, all whatever, blank.
I feel like if you say oops, you have to say all berries.
Absolutely. I, as you can tell from my beautiful voice sounding always the same, I am recovering from a upper respiratory infection.
Ew.
Yeah, super fun. I got an inhaler.
Basically. Got it. I love that you got an inhaler. That's great.
They gave me an inhaler. They gave me 3 other pills to take. And then they're like, hey, just don't die. And I'm like, okay, I'll try.
Go into the world and live.
Mm-hmm. Go to work.
Yeah, you're fucking insane for going to work, even for the short amount of time that you did. Insane.
I love my job.
Sometimes. Sometimes we love our jobs. Since we didn't have an episode yesterday. Good lord, that tells you how tired I am today.
Amanda's okay, so very sleepy.
I am sleepy. I've been yawning since we started. So there was no episode last week. We apologize. There's an episode this week, and it's so cute and princess themed for Valentine's Day, because today is Valentine's Day.
You know what tag teams are? Just two best friends.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me we're wrong.
Yeah. Hey, a tag team is just two people hanging out together.
People hanging out together. That is correct.
And we're doing something that we haven't done before.
True. This is true.
Do you want to say it? Should I?
I don't fucking remember what company this is.
Okay. It's Tokyo. Crash. Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling.
I would have called that Tokiyoshi wrestling or something. I would never have remembered that. So I'm glad you did.
TJPW. They are also coming to LA.
Collective,
but not ours.
GCW Collective, yeah.
Not GCW. They're gonna be at the Globe with all the
God
New Japan
Danish.
And, did you say Danish?
Probably.
Sorry. I've had a single beer. So, but guess what? Beer and antibiotics? That's where it's at.
I feel like those counteract each other.
Also, it's Valentine's Day.
So we're gonna drinky poos away.
Hey, sometimes... Hey, you know what I bought myself? Because it's Valentine's Day and I was sad girl. A new Paramore album.
Oh my god, I love that.
I also bought myself my favorite emo album of all time, which is, aside from Rites of Spring, which Rites of Spring is my holy grail, so whatever. I bought myself Dashboard Confessional.
I thought I saw that. I thought that's what I fucking saw.
The Places You Have Come to Fear the Most, which, how dare you if you think anything after that is good. It's not. It stops at Places You Have Come to Fear the Most.
You know, I don't know if I could argue that. I was going to say, well, maybe, but no, I don't know. I think you're right. I think you're totally right.
I hate that Spider-Man song.
I didn't even know there was a Spider-Man song, if that makes you feel better.
Anyway, this has gone way off topic. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
What are you drinking today, Amanda?
Liquid Death.
I am drinking a Japanese lager. Fitting
sounds
for today's episode.
Oh, shit. Look at you going so full themed for the episode. You're in pink, in your little pink chair, drinking a Japanese beer.
I'm in gray.
It's got pink on it.
That's true. It's a JoJo hoodie, which I thought I lost.
Your entire room is like pink.
Oh, yeah.
Not the entire room, but like.
No, but it definitely has a theme of pink in it.
It's definitely getting some girly vibes.
Pink is not far wherever you look in my room, in my office.
But it's fantastic.
Okay, let's get to the match. We are doing the Princess Tag Team Championship from Tokyo Joshi Pro 2013. This was earlier this year. It was just in
2013.
January. I thought it was 2013.
2013, but it was earlier this January.
Oh my god, 2023. Jesus Christ. Okay, let's do that again. 2013. Good lord. Because the 13th is on here. Okay, we are doing. It's because their Twitter handle is freaking TJPW2013. It's so stupid. Gosh. Okay, sorry. We are doing the Tokyo Joshi Pro 2023. It was in January, I think early January of this year, and it's the Princess Tag Team Championship.
Which, phenomenal.
We can't say anything else to spoil, because we don't want to spoil the match before we're done talking about it, but phenomenal. Great. Good job.
Phenomenal.
You're going to hear some coughs. I'm so sorry. I'm going to try to keep them to a minimum.
It is what it is. Cough your heart out.
Anytime I talk, I start
cough it.
I start coughing. It's a whole thing. So if you do subscribe to the Russell Universe app/website, they do give you some English commentary sometimes, and this one was by my favorite Chris Brooks and Drew Parker. Unfortunately, I had to listen to this while it was muted, so
you listened to it muted and I had it on a not like a super low volume, but like low enough to not be like crazy discernible. I heard Chris Brooks talk a handful of times. There's one moment where they were making me laugh, but overall, I didn't get to hear everything that I probably should have heard.
So we are, you know, giving our own opinions on this one.
Duh. So the match is, I'm sure I'm going to mess these names up. Saki Akai.
Huh.
And Yuki
Arai.
Arai? Okay. Arai. I was so close.
I believe it's Arai. Please feel free to correct us.
Please correct us.
I can only figure out so much Japanese before I start sounding ridiculous. So,
so it's those two against Maxi Impaler and Heidi Howitzer.
Yes. Or Wasteland Warriors, which is such a good tag team name.
Vibe is so sick.
The whole vibe is everything, and it's my favorite that these two just like Mad Max motherfuckers come into this company that is just cute girls. And it's like, no, here's Max and Heidi.
So I love it. The entrance was sick.
Oh my god, the entrance was so good.
It was so good, and I just love the juxtaposition of it being a princess championship match and fucking Mad Max come out.
Yeah, just like, you know, just full so in full wasteland gear. Yeah, anyway,
Max even has like full mask on and everything.
Yeah, which I love that they do now, like it's so sick.
Very fucking cool. I love the reveal at the end, and then we have the two princesses arriving.
Yeah, because so they are the current champions. Win this match.
This is a belt match.
This is a belt match.
And 1000% reminded me of Sailor Moon characters.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Sakai is coming out to... I think she might be in the DDT show.
Oh, snap.
Maybe not. I could be remembering that wrong. But regardless, like, I think that'll be sick. But okay, so the entrance was so good. And then we get into the math.
This one moved, I will say this. This one moved slightly slow for me in the beginning.
Okay.
Not the worst thing in the world, but it did move a little slow. There was Japanese wrestling feels a little bit more dramatic. Not necessarily, like, that's not even the right way to say it. I don't know exactly how to say what I want to describe. Like, there's a lot more screaming, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like maybe there's just some more space in between stuff, and that's where the drama comes from. Like, I don't know. There just seems to be more time for reaction, if that makes sense.
I get it. I can see what you mean. Like, there's definitely more of a flair for taking that pause.
Yes.
Whereas, like, it's not so fast paced. Like, some wrestling here can be like that, where it's like,
true,
there's a lot more in the storytelling.
There is, for sure, which isn't a bad thing. I'm just, it's different. That's all. Max does a fucking throat grab. I love a throat grab.
Who does it, honestly?
Mostly, I love a throat grab because it's like you're obviously not, like, you're smaller than I am, which is why my long arms can reach your throat and keep you from stopping me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sick. I believe it was Heidi. I could be wrong. It might have been Max. One of our warriors decides to grab one of our Sailor Moons. I apologize in advance because I only know Max and Heidi.
That's okay. So yeah, they are this is so funny because I saw a thing earlier today that was like, when people think every person in a sailor outfit is Sailor Moon. So I mean, it's very fitting.
I can name the other Sailor Scouts.
Good job.
It's easiest to go with the moon, so I go with her. The Sailor Scout, fine, we'll just, you know what? We'll just call them Sailor Scout instead of fucking Sailor Moon. So, be inclusive. So, the Sailor Scout is on her tummy, and she's got her legs up, and then fucking one of the Wasteland Warriors is, like, pulling on her arms.
Uh-huh.
This is one of my favorite moves. Pulling on her arms, and it's like, oh, God, no, my tummy doesn't go that way. And then, out of fucking nowhere, kicks the back of her head into the wrestling mat.
Yeah. Just straight.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Pounds it, just bouncing.
Eat the mat. It was fantastic.
I'm trying to bring up this part that, okay, listen. Max sometimes is so scary to me. Not in a bad way, but just like I'm going, like, they could just at any point pick you up and just take you away.
Yeah, 1,000%.
That's definitely how I felt this match went.
Yes. There were a couple of times.
That's not to say Sakai and Yuki were not keeping up with them, because they absolutely the fuck were.
They were, and they were doing well. Like, we got fucking splashes from the top ropes. We got crossbodies. It was great, and it was fantastic. There was a lot of, like, running from one end of the ring and then just fucking, I don't even know what it's called, but they, like, completely went sideways and kicked the other person.
Yeah. I also just love Heidi, like, always fucking on top of it, when Max is in the ring, like, she is fucking, like, mimicking the moves while Max is doing them, and like, she is the hype person.
I was gonna say, she's the hype person.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, 1,000%. Max did a power bomb. I'm gonna do a power bomb. Like,
interesting if you're watching the outside of the ring, which I don't know if everybody does, but like, if I have a tag team going on, I'm kind of like just eyeballing the whole scene. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
what's
I
happening.
Do. I do the same.
I think it was Sakai ran from one end of the ring and threw her leg over the top rope and smacked Heidi in the face with her foot.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent of a Sami Zayn haluva kick kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. And she had some fucking power behind that thing because she was not jogging.
No. But I will say, I don't know if you got this, the general vibe of this match was that Max and Heidi were very much dominating.
For sure. Which, I think if it had gone any other way, I might have been upset. Although I will say this, there was a brief moment, and I say brief, it was probably a few moments, but like, Sakai had Max rolled up in a fucking armbar, and Max got out of that by slamming her. She got Max back into some sort of fucking arm lock situation, and I was like, okay, okay, because I always bitch about this. I know we're supposed to keep kayfabe, but you cannot tell me these little scrawny ones going up a bit against the bigger wrestlers are able to actually do anything. Except for smaller wrestler, when you start to get technical with the bigger wrestler, then I could see it.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, this could be a fucking upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sakai almost had it a few times, and I was like,
no,
this is how we're gonna win.
She fucking did, because there's at one point she goes face to face with Max. Well, Max is on the outside of the ring, and like, she basically had no fear. She's like, no, I'm gonna get in her face a little bit, and it was good. Like, also, can I say,
for sure,
she is beautiful.
Yeah,
Sakai is a beautiful. But yeah, no, she gets Max a few times. She definitely gives Max a run for their money, for sure.
Absolutely. It was rad. What was I going to say even? I was super stoked on this. I am glad. So really quick, when Sakai did the one and only piece of commentary I heard, when Sakai did the fucking arm bar to Max, all I heard was Brooks and Drew on the fucking microphones going, oh, you can't do that. That's like the only piece of commentary I heard, and I was laughing hysterically.
I need to, I definitely need to go back and watch more of their stuff that they've done the commentary for, because they do it a fair amount, I think, for Tokyo Joshi.
Cool to know. We will have to check that out.
Yeah, it. Okay. I mean, should we just get to it?
Let's get to it. Let's fucking, I want to say it, and I've been trying not to, but
go for it. Just say it. Just say it.
So fucking Mad Max and Heidi win.
Yeah. So, you know what? There was a tiny, tiny bit of blood too. Did you notice that? Max's bridge of their nose started bleeding a little bit. But I couldn't figure out when exactly that was. Yeah, that arm bar was great. But yeah, so Max and Heidi get the fucking Princess Tag Team Championship.
Which just goes to show everyone out there that anybody can be a princess.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Anybody can be a princess.
If you're,
all you have to do is beat up somebody else. That's already got the belt.
Girls, gals, non-binary pals, everyone can be a princess.
Everybody's a princess. I love it. I'm glad they let them win.
Yeah.
Scared that we were going to remain with the very fitting princess champions, but I'm happy it went to the Wasteland Warriors.
No, and you know what? This whole like run of them in Tokyo Joshi has is so fun and so unexpected. And I like, I love when unexpected tag teams like this go to Japan and just dominate. Fucking Alex Zane did this too, because he was doing shit for New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking Japanese crowd just rallied around him and love him. And it's like, it's the weirdest thing to me. This man who looks kind of like a magician.
Yeah.
Who loves nothing more than Taco Bell.
1000%.
Like, people adore him in Japan. And so it's nice to see that Max and Heidi have been welcomed with open arms. It's very cute. I love it.
I love it. I think the fucking Wasteland Warriors might be my new favorite tag team, or at least current favorite tag team. They're from start to finish, it's just fucking rad. They have great characters. They have great fucking entrance stuff, like the whole vibe.
Can we talk about the very end where fucking Sakai and Max are like touching foreheads, and it's like, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I love the fact Sakai is not taking any shit.
She was just like, yeah, you're scary, but I'm gonna be here.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in your face. Even though they won. But yeah, I'm really excited to see where they go with this. Apparently they still have their belts. It's been, I think on the thing it said 41 days. Yeah. The previous people, Sakai and Yuki, had it for 179 days.
Well, shit. I really hope they let the Wasteland have it for like a fair amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's fucking just keep, like, make them, but obviously they need to fucking fight for the belt and everything. And I hope that they do, but let them have it for a minute.
I agree.
Don't take it away very soon.
Also, can we talk about how Tokyo Joshi has some of the best names for tag teams? Magical Sugar Rabbits is perfect.
Sounds like a fucking cereal.
Yeah, Magical Sugar Rabbits.
Nice.
There's also,
or like fruit snacks.
There's also Miracle Apricots.
What the hell?
The Ito Respect Army, which we love Maki Ito.
Yes.
Muscle Strikers.
Okay. All right. Trick, we can work with that.
Trick Student.
What the fuck?
Dragon Bombers, okay. And Brave Maids. Oh, and did I say Muscle Strikers? Muscle Strikers is Miyu Yashimada.
Oh, okay.
Yamashita. Jesus Christ, Ashley. Cannot talk. Yeah, so I love a good funny tag team.
Same. I'd have to agree. A funny tag team name is fantastic. Or like something that you wouldn't really consider it to be a tag team name.
Like, yeah, I mean, are you really thinking that the fucking Magical Sugar Rabbits were champions? They were champions twice.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
I know.
But okay, we'll take it. All right, so this is like a new promotion. We'll definitely start to be paying attention to more.
New to us.
Yes, new to us. It's not that new.
No.
Doing more matches, I think.
New to us. Yeah, we're trying to branch out and find some new stuff. It's going to be on the shorter end of an episode because, as you can tell, I'm still sick and it sucks to talk a lot.
Well, let's just fucking wrap it up and put it on a nice bow and call it a day.
Yeah.
Rest your voice.
Please, also, like, I hate to say it, but fucking Wrestle Universe is so cheap right now. And I think it's like $6 a month.
Oh, damn. Fucking subscribe to that.
I know I said this last time when we did a Chris Brooks match, but like, literally, Wrestle Universe is one of my favorite apps. It's so easy to use. It's like super cheap. I've never had any issues because I know some people are kind of weird about, well, it's a Japanese app, so like they have to go through a different banking thing. Just use your PayPal. But you get DDT, you get Tokyo Joshi, you get Noah, and there's one other one I can't remember, but It's good. And if there's a wrestler from one of those promotions on AEW, they tend to upload that match.
That's cool.
Yeah, like I have one that's when Take wrestled MJF on I think it was on Dynamite last week. They have the whole matchup.
Oh.
Because Take, and anytime he's on Dark, anytime oh, what's her face? There's like a bunch of people. Yeah, so they will upload those matches.
That's fucking cool.
This has been my non-sponsored ad for Wrestle Universe. It's also it's a very easy app to use.
My dumbass was able to get on it today and didn't have any fucking trouble. So
yeah, seeing as I like sent you.
Even I didn't even read all the instructions. I just fucking went in and did it.
You did it. That's the true test. Can Amanda handle this website? Yes, she can.
Yes, she can. So you can do it too. All right. We're done for today. You can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod.
You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Try not to get sick, drink a lot of water, and be fucking nice.
And take your vitamins. And we'll see you next week for episode 100.
Yeah.
Bye, 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 bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Have you guys heard of the new show on the Countout Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.